Hello everybody, this is Craig Slater. I'm coming on just to tell you two things. First of all, I want to just let you all know I'm going to follow everybody else, most people. I'm leaving at the end of this month. I'm going to keep Audio Boom for while I can still record. Just because I used to enjoy it, I've enjoyed it all this time, and I've decided to stay to the end. Till the end of the month anyway. And then once the 1st of October comes, I'll have a quick look at the app, see what happens when I try and launch the app and do a recording and see what happens. Just out of curiosity, really. To see if I get an error message or whatever. And then... And just to see if they've used the in-app purchase feature for upgrading and stuff. Because if they have, I might upgrade for a month and try the service. I don't know. But I don't think, to be honest, I don't think I will. Because knowing Audio Boom, they won't have used the in-app purchase feature, Apple's in-app purchase feature within the operating system. So, because they want to keep all the money to themselves, which I feel quite strongly that Apple should stop people from doing things that way. Because, especially with something like Audio Boom, where the website is actually not the easiest to navigate anyway, it's a bit of a nightmare. It's not very well thought out, to be honest. You just get a page of podcasts and things, and you're like trying to figure out where your actual information is. When you sign in and stuff, you know, it's really weird. But anyway, I signed in to Audio Boom today on my iPhone using Safari, and I've managed to locate my RSS feed. So you sign in, and then you go to the top of the screen and double tap on your name, which becomes a button. There's a button with your name on it. It says, like, in my case, it was Craig_Slater button. I double tapped on that, and then it comes up with all the options, your profile, your settings, etc. Sign out, etc. I logged in, I double tapped on my button, and I flipped around the screen until I found RSS feed, double tapped on the RSS feed, and then copied and pasted the actual feed into a podcatching client. Like, I actually downloaded the Downcast podcasting app off the App Store because I find it much easier and nicer to use the iTunes than the iTunes podcast, the Apple's podcast app. I prefer Downcast to the Apple podcasting app. It's a lot nicer to work with voiceover, I find. It's a really comfortable environment, I find. So I did that. Plus, you've got a lot more functionality with that as well. So I downloaded that and I added a feed, and I told it I wanted to add a feed manually. And then I pasted the RSS feed into the little box, hit subscribe, and it subscribed me to my own feed on Audio Boom. And then I told the app to download every single episode. So I've now downloaded the entire feed. It's emitted a few, I had about 120 posts. I've got 103. The reason it's omitted a few is because it's omitted all the ones that I put up as part of channels. I think it's omitted all the ones that I put up on VIP Advisor and things like that. But I'm not really bothered about those anyway. The ones I wanted to keep are here, and that's the main thing. The ones I wanted, you know, the ones I actually wanted to keep, I've got. So that's the main thing. So that's how you can download your feed. That's one way of doing it, just using a podcasting app. It's a podcasting app, and you can download them that way. It's a bit awkward with the RNIB. Why was I saying RNIB? I'm going to give it RNIB because I was on their website the other day. It's a bit awkward with the Audio Boom, should I say, website. But, you know, log in, and you can download the feed that way. Log in to your... Go into Audio Boom's website, audioboom.com. Sign in with your username and password, or you can use your email address and password. Sign in, and then you can download all your feed. Finding the RSS feed and then just copying it to your to a podcasting app. And I would certainly recommend Downcast. It's a good app, that one. So that's basically what I've done, and I've then gone to the settings of the app and gone to the settings of the podcast, because each individual podcast on the Downcast app has its own settings, which I like, because you can have settings set for one, and then settings on a different one set completely differently. So you can have each podcast behaving completely differently. So you could have one podcast where you want to keep every episode, another podcast where you want it to update all the time. So that's really nice. You've got separate settings and you've got a bit of control there. But anyway, I set the settings up so that I wanted the settings, and I set it up so that it won't delete any episodes. So now I've got them. So if I update, say for example, when I post this one up, I will then open podcast, I'll open Downcast, and it will automatically download this particular recording from the feed, because it's just been updated. It'll do it automatically as I launch the app. It'll realise, oh, there's another podcast on Craig's podcast, or whatever it's called itself. But anyway, so I recommend you to do it that way, just if you want to download it on your phone using a podcasting client. Be aware, though, that if you've got long boos, long podcasts, well, long posts, as far as I'm concerned, they're not podcasts at all. Although I like the fact that they made it a podcast, an RSS feed, so you can download stuff. But if you've got long recordings, like an hour long, you're going to need to make damn sure that either you've got a phone that supports using SD cards, if you use Android, hopefully your podcaster will allow you to download podcasts to the SD card, or you're going to have to look at... Are you going to need a phone with lots of space? but luckily, my posts were not that big, because I only had a 10-minute account, so you just grabbed them and it took about a couple of minutes to grab all of them. And it was very, once it was sorted, I was able to then listen to them. I don't know about backing these up to iCloud. Hopefully, I will be able to. But I'll figure something out, and perhaps I can put them into Dropbox or something and send them over to my Braille Note. Well, my Braille Note taker, BrailleSense UT Mini, and put them on my SD card. I might even try the RSS feed. I might try putting the RSS feed into my Vista Stream as well and see how that behaves. In fact, I will do that, because that's another way of keeping them. I can then put them on the SD card very easily. So we'll try that as well. I'll try and put them into the Vista Stream, because that's a more modern device. So we'll see what happens there. I'll put them into the Vista Stream and see what happens. Emma just asked a question about Typhoon help. Tree recording. Pause recording. So yeah. Anyway, those are my thoughts anyway. That's what I've been doing. I'm now going to go off now and try the RSS feed in the Vista Reader Stream, second generation, because it has its own RSS podcast feature. So I'm going to try and type the feed into that and see if it'll download the podcast too. Because if it will, I can store the entirety of my podcast onto the SD card. Which will be cool. So anyway, I'll leave it here and I'll speak to you guys soon.